Invincible, December 7, 2017. I have tasted all kind of love, the one that skis all the chases of life that I had, the one that needed to be recognized, the one that didn't belong anywhere, the one that dare not speak its name, basically anything that I can think of. I heard all over the places. Yes, love was not something that contained sweet and yummy substances. It hurt. It tried to hurt me in any possible ways. It numbed all my feeling and logic. It creeped me out in my dream. It brought catastrophe. But yet, the feeling of togetherness, the dependent feeling, it all made you human. I searched for love, a love that was not entirely just muse. I searched for love that I am not afraid to show my creation, and I found it recently. I'm not afraid to talk about my past. I'm not afraid to talk about my weird ideas. I'm not afraid to show him my writings. I'm not afraid to talk to him. I want to be close to him. I want to do some weird, hard, and messy action with him. I want him to give me his best attention and affection. I literally become invincible, but yet I am invincible. I'm afraid because he didn't desire me, he was. I'm afraid because he looked into another eyes. Passionately, he wanted it to me. I'm afraid because I am no longer his life. I know I was. For a brief moment, for his own curiosity. But being in love was not a small matter. I need to toughen up, woman up, and mature up. I'll stay by his side as a best friend, like he wants me to. Well, maybe I just wish one thing, and one thing only, for him not to look into my eyes whenever he talked about another.